One of the dreams many homesteaders have is bringing an income in from their farm. They want their farms to be self-sufficient enough that they don't have to go to work outside of the home anymore. And as a homesteader, I can attest that that is one of my goals. I would love to be able to retire my husband and us live off of the income generated by our farm. So today, I'm going to share with you some ideas and suggestions for generating income on your farm. Hi, friends. My name is Samantha McClure. I'm the Urban Homesteader, and I am so glad that you have found my podcast. I'm a stay-at-home mom of two and a homestead wife to an amazing husband. My family has been urban homesteading for 9 years in the middle of a small town in South Carolina, where we try to provide as much for ourselves as we can, and we try to provide for our community as well. On my podcast, I share what I hope will be inspiration and encouragement to you on your homestead journey, whether you're in town or out of town. I hope that something calls to you from my podcast and helps you feel more confident in your own journey. So thank you so much for being part of this, and I hope you guys stay blessed. Thank you so much. Generating an income on a homestead can be a rewarding way to make a living while enjoying the benefits of being self-sufficient. It's a lifestyle that I strive for on a regular basis, and I hope you guys, you know, most of us are trying. So here are a couple of great ways that you can generate home, you know, so income on the property. I have tried some of these, and some of them have been a success, some of them have not been a success, but every little penny helps the poor folk, as my papa used to tell me. So, you know, I may not make $1 million on my farm, but if it helps me pay at least one bill, at least cover the feed cost. Feed is expensive. I'm good. So here's a couple of things that I have done. Value-added products and selling farm produce. A lot of us have our garden, and a lot of us produce a lot of produce. This year for us has not been a good year. This is a bad example this year. But generally, we have enough produce that we have excess that we can sell. And people around here, where I live, are hungry for fresh produce, especially stuff that's grown locally to them. So you could, you know, plant an extra row of tomatoes or an extra row of peas, and you could sell those. Some places have CSAs, or community supported agriculture programs. One of these days, I would love to start one. I've kind of got something similar with my vegetable co-op here at the house. I don't make any money on it because it's a volunteer thing, but I would eventually like to transition that into a CSA because I feel like it would be more beneficial to my community rather than bringing things in from out of town. But the value-added products, for instance, my daughter and I have been doing farmers markets since she was a baby, and she's going on 11 tomorrow. I love to bake. I bake all the bread, I bake muffins, I bake brownies, cookies, the whole thing. I'm a baker. I'm a baker and I'm a canner. And so those are the things that I take to the farmers market and I sell. I usually make enough to cover my costs, and then enough to cover at least the groceries for the week. So it's a little bit of money. Groceries are expensive. If I can sell a couple loaves of bread and make a little bit of grocery money, I'm good. So those are an option. Another way that we have found to raise a little bit of money is livestock production. A couple years ago, we rented out space in our incubator and hatched chicks for people. That was actually kind of fun. It was kind of low maintenance. I mean, we stick the bird eggs in the incubator. We make sure there's plenty of humidity, make sure the power doesn't go out. And then when the chicks hatch, we hand them over. Really easy. That brought a little bit of money. It didn't bring a lot because we didn't charge a lot. I mean, we stuck them in the incubator and then gave them away. It's not like they were our chickens. But you could hatch chicks like my friend Mary Jane at the old Five Notch farm here in Edgefield County, South Carolina. She hatches Beautiful chicks, pea chicks, guinea chicks, quail, chickens. I think she's had some ducks as well, and turkeys. She does really well with that. She also does farm tours and workshops. She's part of the South Carolina Agritourism Program. One of these days I want to get involved in that, but I don't know how well my husband's going to agree to that, having people at the property more than they already come. But selling livestock is an option. Also doing, you know, agritourism. Agritourism is, you know, offering a tourist destination, farm tours, workshops on gardening and sustainable living and that kind of stuff. So those are definitely options. South Carolina does an annual agritourism tour where farms across the state open up their properties and people can come in and visit and learn. And it's actually a really cool project and program, and I would love to get involved with that, even if it's just to go on the tour, because I am super fascinated by the way other people run their farms and their homesteads. I can learn so much just looking around. Some places also rent out little cabins on their farm. A friend of mine does that on her place. She's got a little cabin. She rents it out on Airbnb, and people love waking up on the farm. So that's an option as well. Going back to the farmer's market, you could sell extra plants. I know when it's seed starting, I tend to plant way too many plants, way too many seeds, and I always end up with more than I know what to do with. So we take them to the farmer's market and we can sell them. You can get $2 to $3 for a tomato. And what did it really cost you to grow that tiny tomato plant? Maybe $1 if you put into it. So you could sell plant starts. You could learn how to propagate cuttings and sell those. I'm actually learning how to do that. I've always wanted to learn. I've got some plants at my mother-in-law's house that I am dying to have at my own house. So I'm going to learn how to cultivate those from a cutting and grow them myself. So those are an option. My husband is into woodworking. Being in his line of business, he does have access to trees, especially fallen ones. So he does woodworking. He can turn them into the most beautiful things. Some of the things that he has sold recently is he has done some hand-carved tasting spoons. They're like long-handled wooden spoons with a channel in it so that when you stirring soup and you need to taste it, you just scoop the soup, tip it back just a little bit, and you can sip from the end where your hand is. It's really cool, and I love my spoon. He's done custom rolling pins for customers with beautiful designs. He's done picture frames. I've got a bench in my dining room that he built for me for my anniversary 1 year. So there's woodworking and crafts like that. Friend of mine, she makes wreaths. Another friend does crochet, just things they can do. My friend Mary Jane at the old Five Notch farm that I was telling you guys about earlier, she has sheep and she spins their wool. She sells wool and she sells things that she makes on the farm, like chicken, they're little jackets that go on your hen when the rooster loves them a little too much and they kind of get barebacked. So she sells a little, they're called chicken aprons. The chicken aprons. They fit on your chicken's back. They're really cool. Those are some options. One of the things that I've done in a while back, and I really need to do it again, I just haven't had time. My kids are at that point in schooling where it takes a little bit more time and just all the things we've got going on the farm. Herbal remedies and natural products. Herbal remedies and natural products. I do a lot of foraging and I grow a lot of things myself. So I grow elderberry and I also wild harvest elderberry. I've got some places that I pick it because I love elderberry. Everybody knows elderberry is a super herb. It's so good for you. It's high in all the good things and it can help you. My brain is not working right this minute. I'm talking too fast and my brain can't keep up. Elderberry is a great cold remedy, both as a preventative and as a treatment. I pick and I grow elderberry. And I make elderberry syrup and I sell elderberry syrup. I make elderberry tea and I sell elderberry tea. I grow mullein, I pick mullein, I make tinctures. There are a lot of things that I do, herbal remedies. Now, I have taught some workshops. I did have an herbal remedies workshop where I introduced people to herbal remedies and just the basics. And then together we made a tincture. Everybody took home a kit that had all the things that they needed to get started. I've taught tea workshops where the teas that we use had an herbal benefit. I personally use herbal teas as a remedy for some of the issues that I deal with, and it works great. So there's the option of herbal remedies and natural products. You could try that. A friend of mine does beekeeping, Dry Creek Honeybee Farms out of Ward, South Carolina. He has amazing honey. He's usually at the Ridge Spring Farmers Market on Saturday mornings in the summer. You can pick up his honey. It's delicious, probably the best I've ever had. But he produces a ton of honey every year, and that's while he's working his regular job. And that brings a significant income. It allows him to do things like take his family on vacation and that kind of stuff. Other things that you could do is education and workshops. I am a huge believer in education and workshops. I take as many workshops as I can, and I love hosting workshops. I told you earlier, I've hosted herbal remedy workshops, I've hosted tea workshops. Here soon, I'd like to offer some workshops here on the farm. I had a friend express interest in learning how to cure bacon, and since it's something I recently learned how to do, I want to teach others how to do it. I want everybody to know how to do this. I'd like to teach people how to do fecal studies because I learned how to do the fecal studies and I understand the importance of it. So I'd like to teach others to do that. I want to teach other things on the workshop. Let's bake a loaf of bread. During COVID, I actually did a online class where I taught people how to bake bread. And that was a lot of fun. So you could do workshops on your farm or your home, teaching things like homesteading and farming and canning and sustainable living things like that. Other things you can do is farm products. You could rent things, you could sell things. My husband had the bright idea of buying a giant tractor. We haven't done it yet. It's his idea, it's what he wants to do. He wants to buy a giant tractor and then rent out his services to come do tractor things. That's all on him. I don't know a whole lot about tractors because, let's be honest, I've not really been interested in tractors. They kind of scare me. So I'm gonna let my husband do that. But tractors, renting your services out, offering to go do things for someone who can't do it themselves, if you have the equipment, rent your time. It's a great idea. Let's see, what are some other ideas that I've had? So the farm pro you can do farm products. I know that you probably need to go through the USDA to do it, but you could raise farm animals to sell after being processed, for instance, beef or pork or chicken. You could sell that. Misty Morning Farms up here, not far from me in North Augusta, they sell farm grass-fed beef, which is so good. And because it's local, it's really yummy. Let's see, who else? There's several other people around me that sell beef. Yon Family Farm sells beef in Ridge Spring. They have the Nut House. It's called the Nut House. It's a candy store, but oh, you know what? I think they changed it. It's the Nut House Farm and Market. But they sell pecan candies because they have a pecan farm as well as a cattle farm. And so they do all of that. Hickory Hill sells milk. It's a local dairy farm, which is fantastic, which is another animal product that you could sell. But I mean, you've got to obviously go through the right channels and sell raw milk or just milk in general, depending on how you decide to do it. Homogenized, non-homogenized, your choice. Or pasteurized. I prefer non-homogenized, but unpasteurized or low temp pasteurized. But you know what I mean. Milk, eggs. I sell a lot of eggs. It helps me pay for my chicken feed. Those are things that you could do to make money. Of course, there's other things you could farm sit, which I do some of. I have a friend with a farm that when they go out of town, I farm sit for them. Us farmers have to work together so that we can have a vacation because there's that joke that farmers never vacation because there's always animals. Well, find another farmer and swap farm sitting. It works. It's great. But these are just a few ideas that I have to offer you regarding some ways to make money on the farm. If you've got any suggestions, please let me know because I am always looking for ways to make a little bit of money to help support my family. I know that we're not going to make a ton of money. One of these days, I would love to make it worth it. But if I can make just enough money to either cover the feed costs or at least one bill or even just groceries for the week, I'm happy. So, when you're considering your income generating activities for your farm, just remember to research your local regulations and kind of get an idea of what the community is looking for so that you know what you're doing. And then, of course, choose something that you're actually interested in. Don't do something just because it'll make you money. If you're not loving it, like you don't, for instance, if you don't love baking bread, don't bake bread and sell it. You don't need to be miserable to make a little bit of money. Unless, of course, you're desperate. Then you do what you got to do. But if you are in a place where you are comfortable and you're just looking to make a little money to help out, do something that's actually interesting to you. Find something that brings you joy and do it. And if you can't do some of these things, because you don't know how, now is a fantastic time to learn, even if you're just learning these things for yourself. But you can eventually branch out and turn that into a money-making enterprise. I think that's the right word. Stream? Money. Either way. Diversifying your income streams and finding different ways to bring money in is a great way to meet one of the challenges of income on the homestead. So I hope this was good, and I hope you guys have some ideas. And if you have an idea or if I've missed something or you need clarification on something, please reach out to me. I would love to talk to you, and I would love to, chat with you about ideas and just anything in general. So I hope you guys have a spectacular day, and until next time, be blessed.